If you don't have to go searching for it, just say.
Well,
oh.
I'd say right now.
Okay, but if you meant, well, that you wouldn't have to look in any special place, you'd say, well, you can find that just about
anywhere.
Mm-hmm. If somebody slipped on the ice and fell this way, you'd say they fell
backward.
And this way, you'd say they fell
forward.
If somebody apologized for breaking something of yours, you'd say, well, that's all right. I didn't like it.
Anyway.
Have you ever heard an expression? It is an old expression. Talking about something that might happen in the future, and they'd say, well, like this little boy spoils, so when he grows up, he'll have trouble. Like is not, or apt is not. Have you ever heard
that?
Which one have you heard? Apt is not, or like is not?
Well, more, I guess, apt is not.
Oh, but you have heard that expression. Mm-hmm. Now, the trenches cut by a plow would be called
furrow.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And if you had a good yield of something, you'd say we raised a big
crop.
Mm-hmm. And if you were getting rid of all the brush and the trees on the land, you'd say you did what?
Cleared it.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what you call a crop that comes up by itself? It's not planting.
Mm-mm.
Okay. You know what wheat is tied up into?
Bundles.
Mm-hmm. And then they pile the bundles up into?
I don't know.
If you were talking about the amount of wheat that you could raise per acre, you'd say, well, if we raised 40. You know how to measure wheat?
Uh-uh.
Okay.
Bushel?
Right, bushels.
Bushels.
Right. Do you know what you have to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
No, I don't.
Okay. If you and another person have got to do a job of some kind, and when you told her about it, she'd say, well, who is it that's got to do it? You'd say, well, you and I.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd say, well, he doesn't want just you or just me. He wants
both of us.
Mm-hmm. If you knocked on the door and somebody said, who's there? You know, well, they know your voice, so you say, well, it's
me.
And if we were sitting around here expecting some man who knocks at the door, you'd say, oh, it's only. If you didn't say his name, you'd say, oh, he knocks at the door. You'd say, it's only.
Well, I'd call him by name.
Oh, okay. If it were two people, you'd say, it's
them.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you were comparing how tall you are to somebody else, you'd say, she's not as tall as
I am.
And then comparing how tall you are again, you'd say, but I'm not as tall as
she is.
And comparing how well you can do something, you'd say, well, he can do that better than
I.
If a person had not gone any more west than Texas, you might say that Texas was as far as he had gone, or the farthest he had gone. If he'd not gone any more west than Texas.
The furthest he's gone is Texas.
Okay. If something belongs to me, you'd say it's
hers.
And if it belongs to you, you'd say it's
mine.
Mm-hmm. And if it belonged to two people, you'd say it's
theirs.
Mm-hmm.